In the name of Jesus, amen.
In Jesu navn, amen.
The gospel reading from John chapter 8.
Evangeliet Jesus fra Johannes kapitel 8.
Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and have come from God. For I have not even come on my own initiative, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason, you do not hear them, because you are not of God." The Jews answered and said to him, "Do we not say rightly that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I do not have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. But I do not seek my glory. There is one who seeks it and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death." Amen. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Yeah, Guds ord. Tak. Vær dig, Gud.
First, greetings to you all, especially from the congregations at home where I serve, St. Paul Lutheran Church and Jesus Deaf Lutheran Church in Austin, Texas.
Først en hjertelig hilsen til jer fra den menighed, hvor jeg tjener St. Paul Lutheran Church i Austin, og så en døve menighed i Austin.
They're all sleeping now, but in a few hours they'll wake up and confess the same truth that we just confessed and receive the same gifts of the Lord's body and blood as well.
De ligger alle sammen og sover lige nu, men om nogle timer så vil de vågne, og så vil de samles til gudstjeneste og bekende den samme sandhed, som vi har bekendt.
And it's an amazing thing for me to consider how the Lord Jesus is confessed and believed around the world, and that he serves his church around the world with his same gifts.
Og det er meget stort at erfare, hvordan at Gud han lader kristne bekende troen, den samme tro overalt på jorden, også her.
For us, the Lord Jesus has today this lesson in John chapter 8, and we'll turn our attention there now.
Og nu vil Gud give os læsningen fra Johannes kapitel 8, og vi vil vende vores opmærksomhed mod de vers.
I don't know if it's ever happened to you that you've walked into a room where two people are talking, and you walk up and you're try to start becoming part of the conversation, and you realize that the two people there are actually in a fight and they're arguing with one another.
Jeg ved ikke, om I har været ud for, at man er kommet ind i et værelse, hvor at, der er to, der står og taler med hinanden, og du prøver at få lidt kontakt, men de diskuterer med hinanden. De har en strid.
And you hear one person say something to the other person, and you laugh a little bit, because it's a little bit awkward, and then they respond, and you quiet down, and then this person goes back, and you take a step back like this, and you're not sure if you want to be part of the conversation.
Og så lytter du til, hvad den ene siger, og du smiler lidt, og så svarer den anden vredt tilbage, og så trækker du dig lidt tilbage og tænker, jeg skal vist nok ikke deltage i det her.
That's kind of how it is in our gospel lesson.
Det er sådan, som det er i evangeliet.
We hear Jesus say, I am from the Father in heaven.
Jesus siger, jeg er fra Faderen i himlen.
And we think, oh, that's nice. But then we realize that Jesus is responding to an insult.
Men så mærker vi, at Jesus han svarer på en grov beskyldning.
The Pharisees had said to Jesus, "We know who our father is. We're not sure who your father is."
Jøderne havde sagt til Jesus, "Vi er ganske sikre på, hvem der er vores far, men vi ved ikke rigtigt, hvem der kunne være din far."
They had done their research and they realized that Mary was pregnant before she was married to Joseph.
De havde jo gjort deres, de havde undersøgt sagen. De vidste godt, at Maria, hun havde været gravid, før hun blev gift med Josef.
And they're insulting Jesus, saying that he's an illegitimate child.
Og de siger faktisk til Jesus, du er jo et uægte barn.
Well, Jesus responds, I know who my father is. It's God in heaven.
Og Jesus svarer, jeg ved godt, hvem der er min far. Det er min far i himlen.
But your father, he says to the Pharisees, is the father of lies, the murderer. In other words, the devil.
Men jeres far, det er løgnens far. Med andre ord, det er djævelen.
They're going to respond in the text and say, you're the one that has a demon.
Og så svarer de, nej, det er dig, der har en dæmon.
And Jesus responds, that's wrong. You're the ones that belong to the devil. And back and forth they're arguing.
Sådan kører det frem og tilbage. Jesus svarer, nej, det er jeg, som har djævelen til far.
And we realize at the end of the text that this argument is very serious.
Og vi mærker i slutningen af vores tekst, at det er en meget alvorlig samtale.
In fact, the reason why we read this text in the season of Lent,
grunden til at vi læser den tekst i fastetiden,
is because the argument that starts here ends with the Pharisees bringing Jesus to Pontius Pilate and his being condemned to be crucified.
Det er fordi den kamp, strid, som vi mærker her, den afsluttes jo med, at de korsfester Jesus.
So John chapter 8, the argument starts, and then chapter 11 with Lazarus, and it just gets more and more intense as we get closer to the end of the gospel.
Så kapitel 8 her, som vi nu læser fra, der er striden, og så fortsætter det i det omkring Lazarus, som Jesus opvakte fra de døde, strid igen, og det ender så med korsfestelsen.
Now it's good for us to consider why they're having this argument.
Og det er godt for os at overveje, hvorfor de har denne diskussion.
Why are the Pharisees arguing with Jesus?
Hvorfor diskuterer farisæerne med Jesus?
And the answer is that they hate Jesus.
Og svaret er, de hader ham.
They hate his teaching.
De hader hans undervisning.
They hate what he stands for.
De hader det, han står for.
They hate what Jesus comes to give.
De hader det, Jesus kommer for at give dem.
They love their lives.
De elsker deres eget liv.
They didn't want the disruption that Jesus was bringing.
De kan ikke lide, hvad Jesus her kommer og giver.
And most importantly, they love themselves.
Først og fremmest så elsker de.
They thought that they were good enough to get into heaven.
De troede, de var gode nok til at komme i himlen.
And when Jesus comes and says, repent, he's saying that they have to humble themselves, and they just won't do it.
Og når Jesus kommer og siger, omvend jer, så vil de ikke ydmyge sig.
The Pharisees are like our own sinful flesh.
Farisæerne, de ligner os.
We're always proud of ourselves.
Vi er stolte af os selv.
We think that what we do is good enough for God.
Vi tænker, at det vi præsterer, det er også rimeligt godt for overfor Gud.
And our own sinful flesh hates the gospel. It hates the command of repentance.
Og vores syndige kød hader kaldet til omvendelse.
But we also ask, why is Jesus fighting with the Pharisees?
Men lad os også spørge, hvorfor diskuterer Jesus med farisæerne?
It's not because Jesus hates them.
Det er ikke fordi Jesus hader dem.
No, Jesus loves them.
Han elsker dem.
We have to remember this. It's so important.
Det skal vi huske på. Det er meget vigtigt.
I don't know if you have the, if you hear this all the time here, but in the United States, you'll hear a lot of preaching about how Jesus was the meanest and the harshest to the religious rulers.
Man hører i USA ofte prædiken om, hvordan Jesus han var meget hård ved de religiøse ledere i Israel.
And it's true that Jesus does preach the law in its severity to the Pharisees.
Og det er rigtigt, at Jesus han prædikede Guds lov på den skarpe måde over for farisæerne.
But he preaches the law so harshly precisely because he loves them.
Men han prædiker så klart og tydeligt om loven, fordi han elsker dem.
Jesus loves the Pharisees just as much as he loves the tax collectors and sinners.
Han elsker farisæerne præcis lige så meget, som han elsker syndere og tollere.
He wants those Pharisees to come into his kingdom, to repent and believe the gospel.
Han ønsker, at de her farisæer, de også omvender sig og kommer ind i Guds rige.
Which is why he preaches the law so clearly to them and calls them to repent of their pride.
Det er derfor, han taler så klart loven til dem og rammer deres stolthed.
And with that context, we need to hear the very last words that Jesus preaches.
Og i den sammenhæng skal vi så særligt lytte til det sidste, Jesus siger i den tekst.
He says to these Pharisees, truly, truly, I say to you.
Han siger, sandelig, sandelig, siger jeg jer.
whoever keeps my word will not see death forever.
Han siger, den der holder fast ved mit ord skal aldrig i evighed se døden.
Now we have to work on the text in English, but in Danish it's pretty good.
Vi tager udgangspunkt i den engelske tekst, men jeg har set at den danske oversættelse, den er rigtig god.
The English translation of the Greek is not as good as the Danish translation.
Den engelske oversættelse er ikke så god som den danske.
In English it says, whoever believes in me will never see death.
I den engelske står, den som tror på mig skal aldrig se døden.
But that's not right.
Det er ikke rigtigt.
We see death all over the place.
Vi ser jo døden over alle mulige steder.
From the Garden of Eden all the way until the last day, the world is filled with death.
Lige fra da vi kom ud af Edens have og frem til vi skal til den sidste dag, der ser vi døden overalt.
Just a few days before I left, on Tuesday of this week, I was called to a family of the parish.
Et par dage før jeg skulle rejse til Danmark, der blev jeg kaldt på i en menighed, i en familie.
And there we went into the room, and there was the dear Saint Lynn who had died.
Og der var en kær kristen, som var død.
And as I laid my hands on her head to give the blessing to the body, I saw death.
Og da jeg lagde min hånd for at velsigne lægemet, så jeg døden.
In fact, it's the same for all of us.
Det gælder os alle sammen.
We see death in the people that we love.
Vi ser døden i mennesker, som vi holder af.
We even see death in ourselves.
Vi ser også døden hos os selv.
Whenever we get sick.
Når vi bliver syge.
Whenever the people that we love get sick.
Og når dem vi har kær bliver syge.
Whenever we sin.
Også når vi synder,
we see death in ourselves.
Så ser vi døden i os selv.
And if the Lord doesn't return first, we will all breathe our last and die.
Og hvis ikke Herren kommer for inden, så vil vi også udånde og dø her i tiden.
Now it wasn't supposed to be this way.
Men det var ikke meningen, det skulle være på den måde.
When the Lord created Adam and Eve and put them in the garden.
Da Herren han skabte Adam og Eva og satte dem i Edens have.
They were not supposed to die.
Der var meningen ikke at de skulle dø.
They were never supposed to see death.
De skulle aldrig se døden.
The Lord warned them, if you eat from this tree.
Og Herren han advarer og sagde, hvis I spiser af det der træ.
Then you will die.
Så vil I dø.
But they were supposed to go to that tree and believe what God said.
Og de skulle så gå hen til det træ og tro på hvad Gud sagde.
And never see death at all.
Og aldrig se døden.
They would believe in death.
De skulle tro på at døden fandtes.
By faith.
Ved tro.
But not see it with their own eyes.
Men de skulle ikke se døden.
Or taste it in their own lives.
Eller smage den i deres liv.
But Adam and Eve didn't believe the word of God. They doubted.
Men Adam og Eva, de troede ikke på Guds ord. De tvivlede.
And the result is, ever since then, we've seen almost nothing but death.
Og siden der har vi næsten ikke set andet her i verden end død.
But here Jesus comes into the midst of our death.
Nu kommer Jesus lige midt ind i vores død.
Into the midst of our sin.
Vores synder.
Into the midst of our suffering.
Midt ind i vores lidelser.
And he says, if you keep my word.
Han siger, hvis I holder fast ved mit ord.
You will not see death.
Så vil I ikke se døden
forever.
I evighed.
It won't be this way all the time. It will not be this way. We will not always be dying.
Det vil ikke fortsætte med døden her.
But I've come that you might have life.
Jeg er kommet for at I skal have liv.
And that you might have it abundantly.
Og at I må have det i overflod.
And the same promise the Lord Jesus brings to us today.
Og det samme løfte giver Herren til os i dag.
We see death absolutely everywhere in the world.
Jo, vi ser døden overalt i verden.
But Jesus says that if you keep my word.
Men Jesus siger, hvis I holder mit ord.
If you believe my promise.
Og tror mit løfte.
If you trust what I have accomplished for you on the cross.
Og stoler på hvad jeg har gjort for jer på korset.
Then you will not always see death.
Så vil I ikke i evighed se
døden. But the day will come when you will see nothing but life.
Og der vil komme den dag, hvor I kun ser livet.
The day of the resurrection,
opstandelsens dag,
when the dead will be raised,
når de døde opstår,
and the Lord will invite all those who believe in him,
og Herren inviterer alle som tror på ham,
into a life that will never end,
ind i et liv som aldrig har
end, a life that's full of glory and
peace, af herlighed og fred,
and love, that goes on forever in the face of God.
Og kærlighed, som fortsætter og fortsætter for Guds ansigt.
Jesus came to undo what Adam and Eve did in the first place.
Jesus kom for at gøre det godt, som Adam og Eva havde gjort forfærdeligt.
Where they brought death in the garden.
Og de bragte døden ind i verden.
Jesus will bring life on the cross.
Bringer Jesus liv ind ved korset.
The death that he dies is the life of the world.
Den død han døde, det er til liv for verden.
And it is our life as well.
Og det er også vores liv.
Whoever keeps my word will not see death forever, and that is his promise to us today.
Den som holder fast ved mit ord skal aldrig i evighed se døden. Det er hans løfte til os i dag.
But how can we know that he's telling the truth?
Men hvordan kan vi vide at han taler sandt?
I mean, we will come here to church every Sunday and then we leave and we see more death all week.
Vi kommer jo her i kirke hver søndag og så går vi hjem og ser døden hele ugen.
How can we know that the Lord will keep his promise?
Hvordan kan vi vide at Herren vil holde sit løfte?
It's why he comes to us today.
Det er derfor han kommer til os i dag.
The body that he gave to us on the cross.
Det legeme han gav til os på korset.
The blood that he shed for us on the cross.
Det blod han udgød for os på korset.
The promise of the forgiveness of all of our sins.
Og løftet om at tilgive os alle vores synder.
He gives that to us now.
Det giver han også til os nu.
So that we can know that he tells the truth.
Så vi kan vide at det er sandt hvad han siger.
That he loves us.
Han elsker os.
And he's bringing us through death to life eternal.
Og at han vil føre os gennem døden til evigt liv.
So we walk by faith and not by sight.
Så vi vandrer i tro og ikke vi vandrer ikke i skuen i det vi ser.
Our eyes are full of death.
Vores øjne skuer død overalt.
But our hearts are full of the promise of Jesus.
Men vores hjerter er fyldt med Jesu løfte.
And we know that this is true.
Vi ved det er sandt.
Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus.
På grund af Jesu død og opstandelse.
The day is coming when we will no more see death.
Den dag kommer, hvor vi aldrig mere skal se død.
Amen.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit, keep your hearts and minds. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Vor Herres Jesu Kristi nåde, Gud vor Faders kærlighed, og Helligåndens fællesskab, vær med os alle. Amen.